cut this and go back to that run through the desert on a horse with no name. Pull it up. Pull it up. Come on. You can do it.
That'd be kind of a hard transition.
Yeah, it would.
This one's a little more
kicking.
That's
a great song, though.
Been through the desert.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we have just completed a conversation about Saguaro National Park on the topic of saguaro cacti, which are the subject of our weekly blog, all about saguaros. And a lot of people ask us, can I dig up the saguaro and get rid of it at my house? Can I give my saguaro to my neighbor? Can I sell my saguaro because I know I could use the cash and they ain't cheap? No, no, and yes is the correct answer for that. You cannot dig up a cactus on your own property and move it even to your neighbor's yard without having it properly tagged and identified. So if you're transporting it or moving it, you can move it on your own property, but the Arizona Department of Agriculture will come out and tag it. And at one time when we bought our house 30 years ago, we had way too many palm trees and we had way too many saguaro cactus leaning right up against the house. And we actually had about 6 saguaro cacti, nice big ones, actually picked up and moved away from the house. And I don't remember how many palm trees we had taken off. I just said, take them all. And they were gone. But there were about 20.
Well, some companies will, and then anyway, they would remove it for no charge because they can resell them. So
back in the good old days.
And Don actually mentioned, too, being careful about buying a saguaro off the side of the road because you don't know if it's, unless it has, make sure it has that little ticket permit on it.
Yeah, it's a little wire tag and a tab that they put on it. So that's required. And again, that's according to the Arizona Department of Agriculture. Some of the other questions.
The cost. What do you think?
To buy a saguaro?
The last time we generally, in our remodels, just give the landscaping over to one of our landscapers and we don't get involved. But the last time I saw a saguaro delivered to a home we remodeled as they were finishing the landscaping, I was told the saguaro was a $12,000 saguaro.
So that would be a 12-foot tall saguaro, about $100 a foot.
Well, no, it's $12,000.
$12,000. Well, if they have arms, they're more.
Yeah.
So if it's just a spear, just a single saguaro. So okay. Let's see. Yeah, because that wouldn't be 120 foot tall.
So it's 10 foot, $10 a foot, and when the plant's 70 years old, it's 7 feet tall. God, that's incredible.
Your return on investments there is a long time if you're starting a saguaro farm.
I bought one as a gift for Harrison, and it was under $100, but it's very small, and it's been very small for a long time. So.
Yeah, it's incredible how slow they grow in the first 70 years.
That I didn't know.
Let's get to the calls. We do have Tom, who's very patient. He called in earlier in the show. We weren't able to get to him. We'll come back to talk saguaros, but I want to reward Tom for his patience calling from Green Valley. Good morning, Tom. I bet you're having a beautiful morning down there in Green Valley.
A little cool, but it's very pleasant.
A little cool. All right. So what's your question?
Well, we've lived in an adobe brick home for about 12 years, and I'm hearing different stories about what should be done to maintain the adobe, and I guess I just need somebody that knows what they're doing to tell me how often and what needs to be done to maintain the adobe brick.
Okay, and you're very confident that it is authentic adobe and not the Tucson slump block that looks like adobe.
Yes, well, there's a lot of the adobe bricks that are stamped with Mexico on them.
Okay. Here's what I want. Tom, do you have the capability of taking a picture of it and emailing it to me or texting it to me?
Well, I can try. Okay. I'm not very up to date on all the tech stuff on phones and things, but
okay. Well, I tell you what we're going to do, Tom. I love an excuse to get to Green Valley. I've done a lot of Adobe remodeling. We remodeled a resort in Scottsdale that was built in the 20s. It was all Adobe. We did that with my friend, Mr. George Christensen, back in the 80s. It was a great little remodel, the Casablanca Resort. Same place I was a waiter in high school at the Onion Top Restaurant, which is now a private residence. But the Casablanca Resort was all Adobe. We did a ton of remodeling there. And Bill Tull was an Adobe architect here in the Scottsdale Paradise Valley area. We've remodeled about five or six of his homes. So I tell you what I'm going to do, Tom. Since you were so patient about waiting to ask your question, there are tricks and tips to stabilizing Adobe. You've been in the home 12 years, so I'm going to want to get down there and visit with you and have you show me what deterioration you've witnessed in the 12 years you're there. That will tell me to what degree the product was stabilized when it was originally created. Once I know how stabilized it was, then I'll know how to coach you in getting you in touch with the right people to get it taken care of. So, sweet Jennifer, if you'd get Tom's phone number, I'll make a trip down to Green Valley and visit with him. I look for almost any excuse to get to Tubac, to Makakori, however you pronounce it. I still can't pronounce to Makakori, to Makakori. But there's a fairly new state park down there, the old Presidio. And, I mean, it's like a really, really cool state park that I've been there, but I've never been able to carve out enough time to really stay there the several hours that I want to stay there. I had to make like just a passing visit through. I was only able to spend about 45 minutes or an hour there, and I want to go back. So I'll go back and see Tom's Adobe and go down and tour that part of the state, which is actually some of the oldest settlements in all of Arizona are right there, baby, right on the Santa Cruz River.
I shouldn't question you, but I am.
Okay.
Is it Santa Cruz or San Pedro?
Santa Cruz.
It is.
Starts in the Canelas, goes down to Mexico, horseshoes back up.
That is Santa Cruz? Why don't I have San Pedro stuck in my head?
San Pedro's a little bit to the north and the east of that.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Santa Cruz River. It's a beautiful river. I bet it's flowing right now.
I don't know that there's any tributary in Arizona that's not flowing right now.
Really, I was hiking out through Tonto Basin last Monday, the day it was raining, and it was cold. And when I got home, I was surprised that Jennifer told me that it hadn't rained at home all day long, because I was in a sprinkle and a rain virtually all day long. Romy, there were waterfalls coming off those Matazels in places I had never seen waterfalls. And I mean, there was one that was well over 100 feet tall, and it was just gushing. You couldn't come to any little drainage, I don't care how small it was, where water wasn't running. Rye Creek was running 3 feet deep. Wow. Absolutely gorgeous. Man, when the deserts, I just like to get out in the desert just to experience that kind of moisture event and just rejoice with the desert. And it's waking up, it's blooming. I mean, it's greening up like I've just hardly ever seen it before. It's absolutely going to be, I think, a fabulous spring. Okay, so we're talking saguaro cactus here on our blog. We've talked about can I move it? Can I dig it up? I wonder how many different birds make homes in a saguaro cactus.
How many birds are in Arizona?
Yeah, virtually, really, really.
Survival chances of it moving if you do have it transplanted. It's very good. They've gotten very good at transplanting saguaros. You'll notice when they get to big developments that they will take out and transplant them.
Box them
or replant them.
Yeah.
And then when they're done with their development, they'll actually put them back into the landscape. So they're transplanting them twice in a relatively short period of time and have had very good success with it. It's very impressive to see the structure they create for some of these monsters with 7 and 8 arms.
Oh, it's like scaffolding. Yeah. They have to wood scaffold all the way up the side of it to support everything as they pick it up.
But what's more impressive with that is the tiny little root ball at the bottom.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
How do saguaros stand with those small? I telling you, I've pulled cheese weeds out of my yards with bigger root systems than some of these saguaros. I don't know. It's amazing.
That is amazing.
So that was. That's all.
Okay,
we've hit all the tips.
All right. Well, let's get to Jason on the line. Let's see how we can answer Jason's calls. We move the way through our last few minutes of the broadcast here. Good morning, Jason. Welcome to Rosie on the House. How can we help you this morning, my friend?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a house in Chandler here, and it's got a river rock, one of those streams made of river rock, and it's been there for 15 years when we just moved in a year ago, and I like it, but it's all filled in with dust and dirt and little pebbles and, debris, and it looks like an old stream, and I wanted to freshen it up, and I thought, is there an easier way than me picking up every rock one by one, digging it out by hand, and then putting every rock back in one by one? Is there an easier, better way than doing it like that?
Jason, you're going to close out Rosie on the House show with a question like, how am I supposed to clean my stream rocks?
Well, you know, it's something a Saturday afternoon thing I think I could do. Maybe you tell me how to do it quicker. I could do it faster.
It is a beautiful day today, but I'd find something else to do. You can pick them up individually and, I guess, power wash them and clean them, put them back. But the fact that they're dirty tells me that they're at a grade where any new drainage event is going to recoat them with mud. If you want them to stay clean, I'm telling you, and if you could send me a picture of the situation, maybe I could look at it more educated. But I'm thinking another fresh pile of river rock on top of what you got there probably has a better chance of staying clean. This reminds me of the phone call, the guy that wanted to polish all his decomposed granite in his yard.
Well, and I was going to give Jason some of those suggestions that we got because
put them in a mortar mixer?
We learned a lot of people manicure their rocks.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. I'd like to do that.
Didn't we have one guy that would spray his yard with Armor-All?
Uh-huh. I wouldn't recommend that. That sounds expensive, and that's a lot of fumes.
Oh, not good for the environment, I would say.
I don't think so either. You may do good weed control at that time. But,
did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
But you know what a concrete mixer is? You can rent them at tool yards.
Yeah.
And you see at the construction sites, the guys are sitting there and they're
laying
the right
amount. It's the mortar mixer where the barrel turns, not the one with the paddle in the middle.
No.
Yeah.
Well, this guy would actually take his granite, put it in there with sand. You couldn't put it. He didn't do them by himself.
It's like a rock polish.
And he would just let it tumble and it would polish his rock. So you could try that, Jason.
I love the attention to detail.
It might be hard with river rock that are 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 inches in diameter.
Well, give it a try. We got nothing to lose.
Don't use your own mortar mixer. Find a friend you can borrow one from.
Rent one. That's a steel tank. It can handle it, right?
Kablunk, 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 kablunk. I don't know if it can handle 6 and 8 inch diameter.
What if you put enough sand in there that it's not?
Is that the key?
Tumbling that? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I've personally, I'm a big attention to detail guy, but I've never taken the time to polish my rocks.
Jason, you be sure and send me a photo. I'll take a look at it. But I think again, based on the fact that when you have drainage, it's coating those rocks with a washed mud debris that we're probably going to have to pick the level up a little bit, see where the water's coming from upstream, and then get a good layer down, and we can solve it from there, I think. I don't know. Cleaning rocks isn't on my resume.